Senate Transportation Committee to order. We have two resolutions that's on the calendar for today. We'll first take up HGR 25, the Aleutian Trades Act of 1990. Representative Moses will present that to us. Representative Moses.
Now, this resolution to draw the attention of the Coast Guard to the Aleutian Trade Act that was passed in 1990. And at the present time, they're proposing regulations for the to implement the Commercial Fishing Industry Vessel Safety Act of 1988, and they're having a tendency to overlook the Aleutian Trade Act that was passed in 1990. So this asks them to use the exemptions that were provided for in the Aleutian Trade Act so that they could keep operating. Most of the new regulations proposing would virtually put them out of business. But in the Aleutian Trade Act, they do have exemptions that allows them to operate until 2003. And we've been assured that it would be all public comments were due February 28th, but we've been assured that this resolution would go into the public record if we got it back there this week. So time is kind of the essence, and I ask your support.
What do you think?
Ready for a motion, Mr. Chairman?
Besides, there's no question. I'm ready for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move HGR 25 out of committee with individual with a unanimous due pass recommendation.
No objection?
Individual recommendation.
There's no objection? Pass out with individual recommendation.
Do you want trans dealer?
No. It's
Senate Resolution Number 2. We've had someone on teleconference scheduled for 4, but as this committee moves along fairly rapidly, we're on the phone now to see if we will be available in Anchorage. There's two options that the federal ICT Act gives states. One is to pass a bill on revocation of driver's license for most controlled substance convictions. And the other one is this concurrent resolution, which basically says we feel that we have substance use laws on the books, and we feel that as you read it, that it does not any other laws does not it's not effective on control of it as far as revocation of driver's license is concerned as a penalty, and that I guess the real situation in there is that it expresses actions of Congress to coerce states into passing ineffective laws that are inappropriate. But the situation is the preferred course is Senate bill is introduced that would accommodate the federal mandate, and that is in judiciary now. This hearing was scheduled to allow the Department of Motor Vehicles to testify on the resolution approach, and I intend to hold the committee until we get a feel on how the Senate bill is going to move through the judiciary.
So public testimony now.
Right.
There was a resolution by Moses that we just passed out of committee. Will you?
Yeah.
If you care to read that through and join the committee report, you're more than welcome. That's good.
And to bring you up to date, right now we're waiting for contact on the teleconference to Anchorage on a Lauren Campbell, who wanted to testify with the Department of Public Safety on the resolution. Oh, Lauren Campbell's here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought this was the person.
Okay, do we have this?
Lauren Campbell is with us to answer questions, I guess. On this. Is there anyone else in the audience that wants to address the concurrent resolution number 2 or any of the ramifications? We've got several position paper, right? And we've got the fiscal note in there that lays out what the penalty would be if the Senate bill or the resolution, one or the other, does not pass in time of hour.
Ms. Hansel is testifying in the House Hess Committee, which is utilized in the Anchorage LA Library.
Oh.
She's the only one there for that committee. Once she's done with the question and the answer is there, the bridge is going to call me here.
Okay.
And I'll patch it.
So we got two graffiti.
Yeah.
It's for the same time slot.
Hess has it until 4 this right. Teleconference.
SCR 2 is...
get complaints about proceedings of the Bogus Committee. So, no, things weren't clear.
On what?
Just on anything. I'm using the helmet bill. The helmet bill legislation. That's an example.
Well, if you just want to go
ahead and let's recess until we...
Until 4?
Yeah, we'll just recess until the teleconference becomes available, because the only person that wanted to testify is in Anchorage, and the teleconference line is tied up till
close to 4 location, o'clock. Yeah, it's tied up.
Can we ask, Mr.
Chairman? This bill, we will not pass this out.
Can we ask questions, though?
Sure.
I mean, it doesn't mean that that person has to be online to hear us debate this, does it?
I don't know what testimony they're going to offer. I assume it's in favor, but I don't know. They're with the motor vehicle section of the Department of Public Safety.
I've got some questions. DOT
is here.
Okay.
And we're not on teleconference.
No, we're not on teleconference. DOT representatives are here, so, and Mr. Campbell's here with Public Safety for any questions that he may be able to field for us here in Juneau. So, Senator Lincoln, if you have questions you'd like to address to any of them, on the SCR number 2.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I'm just now looking at it, so you might allow me some leeway here. That, as I understand that this resolution is, if it passes, it's saying that we don't want to be held up by the feds telling us, or coercing, I think is the word that's used in the resolution, to how we will regulate the citizens in the state of Alaska. Is that kind of the essence of the resolutions?
Yes, Senator Lincoln, that's the basic thrust of it, that on the second page it says that the state doesn't appreciate being coerced by strings attached to the federal highway legislation, but that we do in fact have many substance abuse laws on the books and are being enforced, and we don't feel revocation driver's license for other reasons than driving under the influence is a meaningful deterrent. But we will continue to enforce present laws on controlled substances. And other states, I forget how many other states, I think. DOT might know, 19 or 20-some, I don't know. How many other states have passed a resolution in lieu of the bill? Do you know?
I thought that what they told me yesterday was there was only like 4 or 6, but there were several that were working on it.
On the resolution. I know New Mexico or something.
New Mexico, Utah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think Steve, a little handicapped here, Steve, that's the legislative assistant for the Transportation Committee, was called outside suddenly with his wife. So my memory is that there was about 13 states that submitted legislation, and only 3 of the bills were accepted by the federal people as being adequate to accommodate the law. So it's a little, going the statute route is a little risky, according to statistics anyway, if it's modified to any degree. So that's the reason we have the resolution in front of us. That's the only other option we have, is the resolution or the statute that is now in judiciary.
So, Mr. Chairman, then if this resolution is passed, then we will not have to give up any ICT funding. Is that correct?
There is, if I might, Mr. Chairman, there is an additional step.
For the record, who are you?
Mr. Chairman, Keith Kirkland from DOT. In addition to the legislative resolution, the governor needs to sign a letter to the federal secretary certifying that he's in agreement with the legislative action.
And he is in agreement?
Yes, Senator Lincoln. Our opinion is basically, from DOT's point of view, we pay the penalty, which is $10 to $20 million, depending on which year it is. We don't care which method is used as long as either the bill or the resolution is passed.
But we still pay a penalty?
No, if you do either one, you can go either way. If you pass the bill, mm-hmm. that satisfies it. If you pass the resolution saying that you don't want to adopt that statute and the governor signs the letter, that works also. Either way.
But we won't be penalized for it.
That's correct. Only mm-hmm. if you fail to do either of those
yeah.
are there's a state penalized, beginning in the next federal year in October.
The deadline for effective date is October 3rd. Yeah. September 30th or October 1st or something like that.
The federal law actually speaks to the states adopting this by April 1st.
Right.
As a practical matter, it's the beginning of the next federal fiscal year when the penalty would be assessed, which is October 1st of 93. And it would be about $10 million of federal highway funds that would hold that year. And that rises to about $20 million in future years.
Well, Mr. Chairman, if I might follow up. So can we also do this with other things that they're imposing upon us for the ICT money?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Lincoln, this is the only one where they gave these two methods. The motorcycle helmets may be the other issue you're thinking about. There, you either pass the law or you pay the penalty. In that case, the penalty is a shift of funds from construction to highway safety educational programs. There's not a third alternative in that case like there is here.
Well, I would be opposed if we required driver's license to be pulled for, you know, drug offenses if they're not involved in a use of a vehicle or whatever, but also what the drug offense is too. You know, so I support this resolution, but I don't want the feds to come in and tell us how to conduct business in our backyard.
Familiar. Should have been at our hearing in Anchorage. All you need is a leather jacket and you would have been right with
him. On the helmet show.
Right.
So I think some of the other larger populated states are finding that as their preferred choice too, as the resolution, and probably more of them will get to the resolution as the deadline gets closer rather than forfeiting the their share of the ICT money. Personally, I can support either one, whichever one we can get through. I will support.
We can't pass this out until we hear from the individual that's going to testify.
Maybe he didn't mention about the judiciary.
About what?
The judiciary.
Yeah.
Has a bill in judiciary.
I don't know if I did.
No.
I mentioned earlier that the the companion bill, or not a companion bill, but the other alternative, which is the Senate bill, what the number is right now, it is sitting in judiciary, and it was just assigned there, it was right across last week, as was this. Let's see, this is this goes to judiciary next. If it's the pleasure of the committee, I have no problem moving it on and letting judiciary at least have both vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the time limitations, I think it'd be prudent to move it both along, and then when the body has the enough votes to pass one or the other, well, I think we better run with it. That's my personal opinion, but I would hope that's what we could do.
Well, Mr. Chairman, if there would be no objection, I'd be prepared to make a motion.
But we got to hear from the same person.
Well, that's what I asked, is do we have to hear from that person? Is that individual, the individual is from DOT, or?
No.
It's
Department
a private,
of Public Safety.
Yeah.
I mean, is the person from Department of Public Safety going to testify against this?
Department of Public Safety would benefit upon application, forfeiture for highway purposes would automatic. No, not for this. Yeah, Department of Public Safety has no nothing to gain by this failing. So I assume Department of Public Safety, motor vehicles, or whoever the gentleman is going to testify to the fact that they're in favor of it. Do you have,
Mr. Chairman? I can give you DMV's position for the Department of Public Safety on this if you want
it.
Sure.
Name, rank, serial number.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, my name is Lauren Campbell. I'm with Highway Safety Planning Agency, Department of Public Safety. I'm the administrator for the department. Basically, our position is we support either one that will save the money for Department of Transportation.
Okay.
And this other, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
And this other person who has testified from Anchorage was going to say the same thing?
Yes, she would.
Well, then you said it for her.
Mr. Chairman, I mean, if I'd be prepared if there's some, if the testimony is different or if they feel that we erred and jumping the gun here coming back, but I think that I'd be, again, prepared to move the.
Let's say you might have
go ahead. If that, Grease under Lincoln, if that is not the individual, we still have a tie up between the Hess Committee on the telephone line. I'm prepared
okay.
to.
Yeah, Georgiana, we had a Anchorage caucus meeting, town meeting in Anchorage at Blue Sack Library. We had probably about 100 people from a Bacon group testifying against Senate Bill 110, or helmet bill. And some of the words you just said must have been repeated dozens of times. So that's
well,
why.
It's so true. But
that's why
you know,
I said.
That, say,
yeah, we should have been at this meeting.
This is a lot bigger money on this one.
Yeah.
But we don't lose this.
Right.
The helmet bill is only a couple million bucks. First
yeah,
for this. This is $9 million.
But even a couple million is big money to
big
us.
Money to
because
it
is. You never know. I mean, we're going to need it. And that's only for the first year.
I just said that you guys were going to move it to a judiciary.
Okay, very good.
Never mind.
What's the pleasure of the committee?
Well, Mr.
Senator
Chairman,
Lincoln.
I would move SCR 2, by the Senate Transportation Committee, out of committee with individual recommendations and a, do we call this a zero fiscal? Zero.
Just a company.
Company fiscal note, minus $9 million fiscal note.
Any objections? So ordered. If nothing else on the table, the Thursday meeting is on the it's on the 30, this Thursday, we're scheduling SB 130, SB 131 relating to corridor survey from Fairbanks to Seward Peninsula. It will be a teleconference. The bills are very preliminary in nature. I encourage the committee members to review them and be prepared for any comments. I think the teleconference so far is, no, I think no is the only place it's requested so far. So,
on 131?
Both, yeah, they're companion bills. One's an authorization, one's an appropriation. Appropriation, I think, is $165,000.
What's the other one?
130. There's no other business to come before the committee. We're adjourned.